Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, man. I am messing up and I don't have my notes right here.
Woohoo!
But it's the Valentine cast with St. JJ and Renee, champion of the wastelands. Couple Valentine cast.
Today is Monday, February 29th, 2016.
And this is episode 193.
I can't believe you named it that, because I can't name the show that.
Why?
I mean, I guess I could, but it's a little much, don't you think?
You can say the, I guess I could have said the saintly couple. I probably could have said the saintly couple, but it just didn't sound the same as St. JJ and Renee. Champions of the frozen wastelands.
That's pretty nice.
You hear that nice ring there to it? It is amazing. And we are a minute and 40 in, and bam!
Are you really counting my yawns? Do you know what? Oh no, you didn't.
No, you didn't. Let's get it started.
Oh, no, you didn't.
What's up, everybody? This is Jay and Renee from the Valentine cast. My lovely wife, beautiful wife, Renee Valentine, and I am Jay, the ugly beast, and we are here to let you peep into the lives of us here in great Louisville, Kentucky, little geeky couple. If you've never been with us, hold on for the ride, because it gets kind of crazy around here, but if you've been here for a while, thank you for your time. So, who do we have with us today in the Valen Tavern?
In the Valen Tavern today, we have Fox Lore.
What's up,
from
Fox
across
Lore?
The pond, the sea. JK Grammar is here. Cathkel is also here. Melanor is in the house. And Zabi. Does that mean there's no Muhogan?
I don't know. But I just want to say, what's going on to KK? What's up, Kathy?
KK.
That's my girl.
Kathy. No. Which cat? You know, billion Kathys.
Kathy. Radpool.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that was her
last name.
Yeah. Is that her last name?
Kathy Kell.
It's a combination.
Okay.
I'm slow. Just don't listen to me. I'm slow.
No. So, this is Renee's thing. I usually have to tell Renee who's who by there. By their names,
pretty
and
much
stuff like that. So that's all it was. So she knew who it was, but it just didn't.
It doesn't click right. Nothing clicks.
It didn't click for her. So
nothing clicks.
Don't feel bad if she act like she don't know who you are. She knows who you are. She just needs to remember who you are. I don't know. So Muhogan is listening on Alpha Geek. You know. So just a big shout out to Alpha Geek Radio for letting us live stream this on video and audio, which you can check out at alphageekradio.com. Click on channel 2 Mondays, every other Monday at 8:30, and you'll see our pretty faces. And if you're watching right now, you see right below here, boom, that is our royal seal. And you guys are probably wondering what is up with this royal seal. I was going to find some majestic music, but before we get into that, and we already shout out to the Valen Tavern, let's go ahead and
Weekend Wrap-Up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
All right.
I guess so. I guess that's how we say it.
I have a feeling that, Hendo is listening. But he's trying to figure out where does he need to come and talk to us. So, just to give you guys a heads up that tomorrow at, let me see what time this happens. Tomorrow, March 1st, 2016, at 10:24 a.m. Central Standard Time, Renee and I will be coronated as King and Queen of Sensible Castle in Ireland. So we're going to be a fucking...
I guess this is a...
Damn it. I blew it already.
Usually you don't do that.
We're going to be king and queen. We're going to be royalty. We're already royalty. But
official royalty.
We're going to be official royalty tomorrow for 3 minutes from 10:24 Central Time to 10:27 Central Standard Time tomorrow. And our official titles will be Saint JJ and Saint Renee. We are the champion of the frozen wasteland.
It's so kind of crazy.
And if you're watching right now, you will see right here a royal seal. Eat that purple with the black X on it. That's right. And we're going to give y'all a sneak peek into our decrees. Or do we want that to be a surprise? You know what?
We'll talk about it next week.
Well, since everyone...
Oh, we can talk about it now.
We can talk about it now because they're going to have to go look it up. And if they're listening live, then they'll be able to go ahead and enjoy some of these decrees. Would you like me to send you your decree? Or do you remember the decree?
No, send it so I can do it word for word.
Okay. All right. There's your decree.
All right. Thank you.
And here's my decree. My first decree was mine. And we decree that the national song of Sensible Castle will be Hotline Bling. And Drake is now named the court jester. I used to call you on your cell phone.
I think that's an appropriate castle song. Cause
it is.
I can dance it all day.
I know. So. I mean, it's just so happy. We just go around like throwing pepperonis on pizza. We go around playing tennis.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So those were our two decrees. Those are two of our decrees.
No, right? That was one decree. No, that was one decree.
That was one.
I cheated a little bit.
You did cheat.
And in there.
You cheater.
Right. Oh, my F-bomb kicked Malinor off. You know? And then, so, the second decree?
Oh. We appoint a saint. Well, this is kind of redundant. We appoint a saint-appointed creamy peanut butter attendant. They shall carry platinum-plated spoons, and they shall escort us 24/7.
And why would they escort us, babe?
Because I get to have peanut butter anytime I want 24/7. I want peanut butter anytime I ask. If I wake up 3 in the morning and say, peanut butter.
They're platinum.
Or peanut butter me. Or whatever I'm going to say.
You just letting everybody know.
Butter me.
Babe, you just letting everybody into our bedroom.
Oh, whatever. With our little
sexy time talk.
Whatever.
Ray just rolls up and say, hey, Jay, butter me.
Butter, God.
Butter me, Jay.
Okay. Whatever.
And then our third and final decree, which will be at 10:26. We decree all comics shall be free and accessible to all citizens of Sensible Castle. Enjoy, you glorious sons of bitches. That will be our final decree.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. He says at what time again? 10?
It will be 11:24 Eastern time.
I will be in a meeting. Nope. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I will be in a meeting.
Well, you need to tell them to stop.
I will be in the middle of a freaking meeting.
What meeting will this be?
My stand-up.
And that's just your team, right?
Nah. That's the other one. The one that actually goes an hour long.
Nah. Well, you know what? You can do it at 10:24. They don't need to know.
They don't need to
know. You can tell everyone in Slack. You can tell your team in Slack. Look, bitches. This is it.
I don't think I'm going to say that, but all right.
That's right. You can't curse in Slack, can you?
Oh, yeah, I can. Can you curse all the time?
So celebrate for 3 minutes tomorrow at 10:24 Central Time, wherever you are located. I think that's 9:24 Mountain Standard Time, which some of the listeners, you may run off of that. Which would be 8:24 Pacific Time. So, it's going to be fun. We own a castle. All right. So what else we have going on, baby? That's not crazy.
We acquired the I Love the 90s tickets.
Oh, we sure did.
Did we even talk about the concert last time?
We did not. It was I was trying to get the information during the show so I can buy the tickets on Wednesday after the last show.
Okay.
So here's what happened.
Tell us about it, man.
So, good friend of ours that runs Louisville. Oh man, I forgot the name of the website. That she gave us Michelle Yegaterna hooked us up with some tickets to Anthony Hamilton a couple of years ago. You guys probably remember that before the twins came along. So she was able to assist me and help me get a code to do the pre-buy. So at 11 o'clock on that Wednesday, I was able to pre-buy tickets. I got us floor seats. I was a little bit too fast, and I didn't get like the front section, but I got the section right behind it, which is fine. And I kept looking, and I shouldn't have looked after I bought the tickets. And then the front section opened up because some people were holding them. So I was able to get us some tickets. We're going to be down there with Salt and Pepper, KRS, not KRS-One.
I don't even know what to wear.
We going to... Girl,
I have no idea what I'm going to wear.
You said you're going to wear a sundress. It's going to be summertime.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's my default.
You're going to wear the sundress.
You don't even know which one it is.
Oh, it's going to be a nice one. Sundresses are just nice.
I know someone else who likes sundresses. They wait for the sundresses to come out.
It's sundress. Man, you know there are sites dedicated to sundresses?
That's a bit much.
And ladies...
I think.
And sometimes the ladies submit pictures to them.
It's kind of creepy a little bit.
But that the ladies submit the pictures?
Oh, okay. I thought that people like...
No.
Submit pictures that they take of other people.
No, it's not like Walmart people. No, they don't take any. He doesn't accept pictures like that. That's stuff that legitimately comes from someone submitting it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So none of that. Ooh, I'm gonna sneak a picture of you and I'm gonna post it on the website thing. Nah, we don't do that. So, so what else has been going on since last show?
Other than that, we've had two sick children. So here's the deal: Zoe ran a super high fever a week before last, like 104.6 high,
right,
for like 4 days.
Yeah, 4 days.
Almost took her in, but she got better the fifth day. And we had called our pediatrician before this. I don't think we were just, you know, sitting there with a kid with a high fever. So anyway, she got better. Maya didn't get it. And we were like, okay. So we attributed it to teething, but I thought it...
I still think it's teeth.
Can you hold on? I thought it lasted too long and it was too high to be teeth. For what? And then, lo and behold, the end of last week, same exact thing happened to Maya. Maya got super high fevers. Maya was waking up in the middle of the night. And Maya's fever lasted 4 days. And she's broke it today.
So,
and they were both acting the same. They were both clean.
No.
Maya was a little bit more.
I was going to say.
But they were clingy for Zoe. Was clingy.
Zoe
and
was
they
clingy.
Were miserable. And they both ended up going to sleep on the floor. Because the floor felt cool. Better for them.
Yeah.
So.
It was like.
I think
they were hungover. I think they were drunk.
So these two things, you don't think that they're related between Maya and Zoe?
So one, the twins.
Oh, please. They're fraternal. You can't use that.
The hell I can't.
The freaking fraternal. That's like saying me and Deidre are sisters. Okay, like what? What does that mean?
Oh, you gotta hold it up. You gotta hold it up. Because
why am I holding this up? Who wants to see it? Did someone say they no, that they
want to
see it?
I'm just want to show it. You didn't throw that at me.
I did.
But yeah, so Renee mostly has been dealing with a sick child. You know,
And it's I dealt with a 50-minute meltdown.
Yeah.
Y'all don't understand how this... And I was working. So I had to work while dealing with the meltdown. That was stressful. And she accidentally touched my mute button, so everybody in the meeting heard my crazy ass child just screaming like a banshee. So that wasn't, you know, embarrassing at all.
That was uneventful timing.
That was lovely.
I was in a meeting.
But anyway, so there's that.
I felt bad. I felt real bad.
Why do you feel bad? No, you're fine.
Well, because
you stop feeling bad for stuff you don't. We already talked about this. Stop feeling bad.
I can feel bad.
No, you can't.
I can be empathetic.
But anyway, so she thinks she's better. She's still a grumpy Gus, but it's all right. It's all good. So that's about it. We haven't done too much else.
So Mal said you were one of those people on the conference call.
I was.
So
can we have a little bit of understanding?
So here's the thing. That's the first time that's happened, for one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it usually doesn't happen. And here's the thing. Oh, I had to talk about my upgrade I did. So Deidre did come into town.
Oh, we since the last show. Yeah.
So Deidre came into town. We got to hang out with Deidre.
I just talk about the king. Oh man.
Yeah.
How did I forget all this?
That wasn't in food?
No. But I guess yes. I will wait until food, because that was I think it deserves to be in the food.
Right. So Renee's sister Deidre came into town.
Yep.
And she came for the weekend and left on a Monday.
And my nephew came. He's so cute.
Yeah, nephew came. But Chris, her husband, and Ethan were able to come because Ethan's birthday was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to hang out with them. We went to the park, took some great pictures. We had a great time. We spent a lot of time with the family that
we did. There was a lot of family going on.
We're trying to. I will say I am very proud of Renee that you're breaking out of that. When family comes around, you're kind of breaking out of that mold of schedule. If it's the weekend.
But it didn't work out so great.
If it's the weekend.
It didn't work out so great, though, this time. I mean, because no one had anything scheduled at all. And we were just sitting around. And if I hadn't, cracked the whip.
Well.
I ended up doing what I normally do, but I had to hurry up and do it. I could have planned all along.
Yeah, I think we know that for next time, too. So we can kind of have some things, throw them all in a hat and pull them out kind of thing if we want. So we can get people to get moving and get going. And the thing is, too, is that we eat definitely at different times than everyone.
We eat earlier than everyone.
We eat at 6:30 in the morning. We eat at
11:30.
Ladies will eat unless something crazy is going on. We have done one or two, you know, something crazy going on. And then we eat at 5:30. And everyone else is like, oh, I eat at 7:38. This is like...
Oh, wait. 7:38? That's close to bedtime. I'm like, what the deal? That was weird.
You know, so that was good. That was fun hanging out with them and everything. And let's see. What else did we do? That was about it. I got my clearance. I had my appointment the Tuesday after.
how are we forgetting all this?
So I had my appointment, and that's going to be my update also of my clearance that I got and what I've been
up to. Well, yeah, I figured that would be in the...
Yeah. So that's kind of what we've been up to and everything, and I think we're going to jump into a little bit of technology.
Technology.
So Ray got a hot topic going on right
here. I do.
What's going on in technology, babe?
AT&T is suing the city of Louisville over the Google Fiber pole attachment rules.
What?
And I'm going to post this in the chat room. And I'm going to, so you all can see. They just won't stop. This is like, let it go, folks. It's federal court. It's like, hey, you can't give those poles because we own them. Google can't use them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a thing of, I'm taking my ball and going home. And I don't know. It's like, I feel like they're fighting an uphill battle. Like, AT&T just needs to go on and give in.
Well, the thing is that they tend to do, I'm assuming this happens in most places that allow Google Fiber.
I think this is a common thing. People sue the city?
Yeah.
But it hasn't worked yet.
But no, it hasn't. And so here's the thing. I'm happy Google Fiber is coming in, and I've told a few people this. With where we live here in Louisville, there's a good chance that we won't get to benefit from we won't be able to have Google Fiber in our house mm-hmm. with the location of our house.
Right. It doesn't really matter to us. Right?
But saying that, we want Google Fiber here so that there are places that have Google Fiber where Time Warner Cable, AT&T mm-hmm. have dropped their prices, or for the price that you're paying now for like 50 meg down, they're giving you 350 meg down. So my hope is that, you know, I can definitely say something like, we're going to jump ship, give us a deal kind of deal. So,
okay.
Also, I just want to take a quick moment and say, what's up to you, Della?
Hi, Della.
Say thank you to her for typing up one of my recipes that I had. And you know how you do such a great job, babe, with getting the recipes and saving them and getting them
actually having them in categories?
Yeah, and my ass, I just take screenshots of them.
You take screenshots
of them on my phone, because I usually see them on my phone, and then I have a weight loss.
So why don't you just, all right? So you can. So they usually have a link or something, right? Or is it
no?
It's
Facebook post.
Save the post. Can't you save it on mobile?
You can't save the post. You can't click the post and say save because there's no link.
You can save a post on regular. Yeah, you can't.
If it has a link in it.
No, not even if it doesn't have a link, you can still save it.
Yeah.
And look at it for later.
Right.
So, but I'm going to see if it's on there.
Okay, and I also want to say what's up.
Yeah, you can just save the post with no link. So there you go.
You can save the post with no link.
Yes, it just saves the post. The actual post itself is in your saved. I can't believe you didn't know this.
Okay, don't make me call you out on the thing that I had to remind you of.
I'm just saying.
Let me see here.
I'm just saying.
Come on, Facebook. And also want to say what's up to Mr. Eric Mahler.
Hi, Eric Mahler.
What's going on?
We're going to talk about that pizza later. I think it turned out well.
See, here, look. Those are my only options I have.
Let me see. Which one?
I clicked the little chevron.
Okay, so look at mine.
And the chevron doesn't say I can save a post.
So... Sorry, this is very important.
Yeah, this is very important. This is technology right here.
Okay, so this...
Renee's teaching me how to Facebook.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, look. There's no link in there at all. I can save it.
Add this to your save items. What the hell is this? What is this madness? Wait a minute. You go down... This is crazy. Okay, wait a minute.
Do you really not have that?
Go into a group, babe. I think it's what it is.
Is it group only? No, it's not group
only. It's not group only. What the hell?
Yep.
And you don't even have your messenger button still at the bottom.
Maybe I have the old one.
When's the last time you update your Facebook?
It updates automatically. And you have your messenger button at the bottom too. Okay, sorry. We are totally off topic here.
You see Craig?
Who's Craig? Craig who?
Craig Everett.
I like how you say you see Craig like I know Craig.
Craig in the M2 group. Anyway, all right. So technology with Jay, J-O, and somehow Facebook does different shit for both of us.
Yeah,
no, I understand why.
Well, anyway, so I understand now why you do screenshots. I get that.
All right, and with that, since Eric Mahler's here, let's jump into media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Renee smiles every time that comes on.
As an aside, also what you could do, you could copy and paste it and put it into like a docs.
I can't copy a post.
You
babe.
Can't copy a post?
I can't copy
the text.
You can't
just hold down and it does the text?
Pretty sure I can't.
I can.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, just do that. Anyway, sorry.
All right, cool.
Because you are not going to type up all the screenshots. You know sure good and well you are not.
Hey, I go to my photo. Hey, let me tell you. I go to my photo album, and I open up my photo, and I cook right off the photo. How's that different? All right, so media. man. So we didn't watch the what was it, Oscars? Is that what happened last night?
Yeah, that's what happened last night. Yeah, we didn't watch the Oscars. So
right.
So, but I saw a video while the Oscars were going on. Apparently, Stacey Dash made a appearance on the screen. And one, I thought this whole thing with Stacey Dash was common knowledge. Nah, it's not.
Nah.
It's more of a inside black community thing. But anyway, so backstory, Stacey Dash is weird and she was in Clueless. And she says stuff like,
Amber.
There should be no Black History Month.
Amber.
That's just the latest thing. She is super conservative, but she goes overboard with conservative. Like it's kind of nuts. So because of this whole people saying that the Oscars,
Oscars so white,
didn't have hashtag any Black people nominated or anything. Oscars so white was a hashtag. So Chris Rock has Stacey Dash come out. Said that she's going to be the new, what is it, media representative for her people. And then she said, Happy Black History Month. And, dude, it was so awkward. And it was so weird. And it's nuts. So many people, it went right over their heads. They had no idea what was going on.
Right.
I mean, of course, I knew what it was right away. But, so if you get a chance, go watch the awkward video. You'll think it's even more awkward when you
let
watch
me,
it.
Let me give you some advice. Don't go watch it.
Stupid ass Stacey Dash. You like how I put that in there? Stupid ass Stacey Dash.
She can be stupid.
She's pretty, but she's dumb. So
yeah,
not like dumb as in intelligence. Just not dumb.
She just has her opinion about things.
Whatever, Stacey. But Black-ish had an amazing episode.
They did.
One of their best episodes. It was really deep, and I don't want to give anything away, of course, but I think
it's
Black-ish
definitely
is,
it's Black-ish. The episode was really about what you would normally see, what you potentially could see in Black homes with young Black children, and the times that we're in right now, and having that discussion of race relations with your kids. So it was pretty deep.
It was. I think it's one of the best shows on TV right now.
I agree.
It's really awesome, and they aren't afraid to go there.
Yeah.
They definitely go there. They don't hold back on some things. I mean, I'm sure they hold back on some things, but they don't, like, they definitely touch topics that other shows wouldn't dare touch. So check out Black-ish if you haven't. It's hilarious and it's very informative.
Yeah.
So go on and talk about this next thing that you've been obsessed with.
Please. I haven't been obsessed
with it. Oh, please, you have been.
Well, it's no different how you obsessed still with Girl Talk.
Yes, I am super obsessed with Girl Talk, but at least I admit it.
So Rob Wynn from the Taboo had been talking to me and asking me if I listened to the Hamilton Broadway soundtrack, and I have not. And so he asked me again. I mean, he wasn't like bugging me about anything. He just kind of like casually asked, and then he asked like the second time, and I was kind of like, you know what, you know, today's a light day, I probably should check this thing out, because it was right after one of the other music awards shows where they won some, I don't even know which one it was, but it was the one that I can't remember. Kendrick Lamar won some stuff, but Hamilton won some stuff, and they performed, and people were raving about it. So I went ahead and listened to it, and I have to tell you, that music was on point.
I know you love it.
That Broadway, man. So everyone know, well, a lot of people don't know, but my top two favorite Broadway shows are Les Mis and Mamma Mia. Those two are my favorite. Hamilton, man, it's almost to the point where like Les Mis and Mamma Mia are like on the even plane. And the reason why I love Mamma Mia so much is that they made that Broadway show around the songs of ABBA. You know what I'm saying? And I just love that they kind of just made these songs work And yes, thanks, Kathy. It was the Grammys that they won. I guess you can tell I don't watch a lot of...
You do not.
I do not watch a lot of award shows. So
I don't. I mean, they're just not my thing.
Yeah.
I understand why they're other people's thing. It's just not
right.
my thing.
Right. So I've been listening to Hamilton. And I have to say, man, because I've been working out lately, that I'll talk about in my updates. But my shot, man, it's like my anthem right now. Because it's like, I'm not going to give away. I'm not going to give up my shot. And it's like, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And talking about like, rise up. Taking you rise up. But yeah.
I'm not even sure how you relate to that. But okay.
You got to listen to the song. Because it talks about Hamilton, how he was an orphan. And, you know, and he's trying to get a shot. He's trying to get into school. So he went to some other guy to figure out how he can work to get through school faster and stuff like that. So he was trying to push his way through school. He's trying to do things. He's trying to do things, babe. Do things.
Anyway,
that's
so
what I'm trying to do.
That's Hamilton.
See you later, Eric.
See ya. Corinne Bailey Rae. It has been 10 years since her first album came out, and she has another one coming out. I'm super excited. I listened to her all that day just because of that.
Uh-huh.
Corinne Bailey Rae she released a video. I have yet to see it, but I'm always behind on my videos. So I'm going to check. I will be definitely checking that out when it comes out. Dun, 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 dun.
Are you done with Corinne Bailey Rae? Are you done with Corinne Bailey Rae?
You're too busy messing around with stuff and not paying attention to the flow of the show. You could have gone right into food,
give me a topic that I'm excited about to lead into it, so I'll stay engaged.
I have to give you a lead in topic.
Don't talk about Corinne Bailey Rae.
I have to give you a lead in topic.
The fridge is not prepared.
That is not very professional. Well, not that. I mean, talking about the lead in topic thing. Is very, very professional.
I was just giving you a hard time about Corinne Bailey Rae. That's all. Since you're trying to joke me about Hamilton.
I didn't joke you about Hamilton. You did. I just said you're obsessed with that lady, and that's true.
But anyway.
Is that how I said?
Yeah.
Is that how I said?
Okay. I like how you put me first. All right. Anyway. Is it ladies first? But anyway.
Ladies first.
So an update on my weight loss and journey and everything else that's going on with me. So I got my doctor's clearance on the 16th so that I can start doing everything that I was unable to do, like pick up my kids, work out, drive, and all that other stuff. So I was able to be able to take advantage of that. And so my next move was to start back working out. So I started on the elliptical here at the house. I took a 2-mile walk that weekend after. And then I decided to try to find a gym because I think the gym would be more helpful for me. So right now I'm on a 14-day trial. I called around like YMCA, Workout Anytime Fitness, LAC, all these places I called, Planet Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And I landed with one gym called Anytime Fitness that's, you know, like 2 miles, but they're going to be moving soon, so it's going to be like 4 miles from the house. And I really like this gym. I went there this past Wednesday. And I saw the gym. They're moving to a new place that has like 2,000 more square feet. And I went back Thursday to meet Diane, who is the manager, franchise owner, everything else. I went back to meet her and I started working out that day. And then I went back Friday, worked out, met Diane Saturday morning to go through a workout routine and do some training, and she was giving me some workout things that I can do to get me started. And then I've been going every day since Thursday.
I'm very proud of you,
and
you're ripping it,
and it feels good. You know, I'm doing weights, for about 15 to 20, and then I'm doing the elliptical for 20. So that's this week. Next week, I'm going to reverse it. I'm going to do the elliptical 20 minutes first, and then I'm going to do the weights after.
I'm very, very proud of you.
So I'm just trying to switch it up, you know, trying to switch it up and everything.
Very proud of you.
And then I went to my first support group with the weight management system, weight management center that I went through, and I got my lap band through, and it was about exercise.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that that I'm learning and I find not disturbing, but it's almost like I feel weird, because it's like, as a man, when you go to some of these Facebook groups that are support groups, mm-hmm. like the multiple munchkins, that's a multiples group. It's not like moms of multiples or anything like that. It's just multiple munchkins. It's for men and women. But when you go there, it's like 99% women. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, man, where the dudes at? You know? And so I've been joining some great groups for gastric bypass, bariatric surgery, Rock's Kitchen, lap band, and all that. And it's the same thing. It's like full of just women. And it's kind of like, it's cool.
Maybe some men just feel like they don't need support and they're gonna go about it on their own, and I don't know.
But see, that's why I said maybe I'm just I feel like I'm weird in a way, mm-hmm. with that, because it's like I used to hold stuff in. I used to try to say I can figure it out on my own, which I do try to figure it out on my own. But I'm the kind of person is, what's your experience, Renee? You know, you've done PIC before. This is my fifth time doing PIC coding language. You know, how would you do this? I'm not going to just sit there and waste my time, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. trying to figure out to get through this code. If I have you as a resource right there to say, can you help me real quick? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why it's so hard to...
I don't know why.
You know?
Yeah, it should be.
So,
easy.
And the group, the lap band group has been great, because I was in a bunch of other groups that kind of... They're called band bashers. I didn't know that was a thing. So there are people that have...
Really? That's a thing.
So there are people that... There's bariatric surgery. Okay. Mm-hmm. That encompasses lap band, RNY, which is your mostly your bypass.
Mm-hmm.
And then your sleeve.
Right.
And then I think there's a fourth one. I can't think
just
of
three
it.
Weight loss.
I think it's probably three. I feel like there's a fourth one.
Nope, three.
But it's weird. It's almost like breastfeeding and formula feeding, or it's like breastfeeding and pumping. So
yeah.
So a lot of people kind of bash banders, lap band people.
You're a bander.
Yeah, because it's like people get frustrated with the band. They don't follow the rules, or they have some complications and stuff like that, and they blame it on the band. And it's kind of like, it was the worst experience ever. I went and got revision surgery and they got a bypass, or they got the sleeve or something like that. And some people are like, don't get the, you know, sleeve is the only way to go. And it's like, for different people, it's different things.
Yeah.
So for me, I chose the band because, one, it was the least risky of everything.
It's surgery always, you know.
Yeah, it was the least risk. And then also, I've already proven before that I can lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that weight that we lost in 2012.
Right.
I can lose the weight. It's the keeping it off. And the band is only a tool. It's not just the band. The whole surgery, all the surgeries in bariatric surgery, they're just tools. And like with any tool, if you use it wrong, you're not going to succeed.
Right.
There are rules you have to follow. There's things you have to do. You still have to get moving. I mean, you know, I feel better for working out now. And yesterday I told Renee this, and I'll share this with you guys. When I left the gym yesterday, I felt so good, and then I got real upset at myself because I had let myself get to where I was. And the feeling that I had after working out, it was great. But then I was also sad. I was like, why did I get myself here?
Well, I mean, people can say that about a lot of different things.
Right. But it just
a lot of different situations.
But it just kind of hit me. It was just kind of like, what the hell? You know, I knew if I eat a half a damn extra large pizza and some wings and some cookies, I knew what the hell I was doing.
Of course you did.
And it was just like, it's almost like, did I not care enough? Or was I just like, fuck it, I'm going to live it up while I can? Or what? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of like, you know, Brianna's 19, doing great in school. Benji's doing great in school. Daniel's doing great. The girls are growing up. You're amazing. And
I'm all right.
My family. It's kind of like, I want to be around for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then also seeing that pillow that I signed on, Dad said, I will not be next, you know.
It's true.
it's been giving me motivation, too. So, I mean, I just want to thank you and everyone else that has been supporting me in this. And I need to write up another blog post. That's what I was going to do last week, but I got too busy with the upgrade. But yeah, so now I'm down to, I am down 65. No, that was last 65.
You should put this on lose it so you can just look and see.
Okay.
I'm not talking about now, but okay. Just put it on later.
But yeah, so what's been going on with you, babe?
So I, you know, well, first of all, I'm gonna talk about this amazing thing that I had when my sister came into town, because my weight stalled for a week, but there's a reason for that. We went to this wonderful restaurant called Toast on Market for brunch. It was me, my sister Deidre, my sister Kim. And got there and wanted to try something I haven't tried before. And I looked and I saw the king. And I ordered this. The king is French toast stuffed with bananas, peanut butter, mascarpone cream, and because reasons, I added chopped bacon to the mix. So
because bacon,
because this came out, it was life changing. I saw unicorns flying across the air. It was leprechauns were, you know, jumping around, showering me with gold coins.
They were pissing rainbows.
It was amazing. So I loved it. And I had it with syrup because, you know, and I had a cinnamon roll latte along with it. Yeah, that's a big reason why my weight stalled. I'm pretty sure that was all my calories in one meal right there.
Could I say I'm glad that you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, because, I usually don't.
Because I don't mean to interrupt. Because Renee,
yes, you do, but.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean to interrupt because I'm going to say this. Because you had spent 2 weeks caring for me and caring for the girls, and I was not able to pick them up. I know that
didn't frustrate me at all. It frustrated you more than me.
It frustrated me a lot, and I felt bad because it's like I'm just sitting there, and it's like
I'm gonna count how many times you say I feel bad in feel like bad.
You
a
should.
Week.
You should, because that give you, because you know why? That make your memory work hard.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So we're going to break your memory. You know you're getting a little older and stuff, so.
Don't even, because you know how I feel. Anyway, back to my.
But so thank you. I'm glad you had a great time.
I did. So my weight stalled for a week, but it's okay.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it. So now I am at, I haven't weighed myself for this week, but I was 156.8 the other day.
Yeah.
Which, you know, my ideal is 150.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's already told me stop losing, which I hate. Do you know, if you know how you want to look, and if it's not unhealthy, right, why do people care how much weight you lose or gain?
Yeah.
It's like, let me be happy with me, as long as I'm not gonna, you know, need to go in the hospital for anything. Yeah, so I'm almost there, but I know that I need to work on toning is my thing. So yeah.
So are you gonna start going to the gym?
Yeah, we'll have to talk.
Renee doesn't like going to the gym. She won't leave the house.
Oh, yeah. Who wants to leave the house?
I understand.
If it's pouring rain or if it's a blizzard, I can't go
it's
to the
like
gym.
It's not like you said, if it's pouring rain. If it's pouring rain.
If it's raining porn.
But
seriously, if there's a blizzard, I can't go to the gym.
But you know what? They will show you stuff that you can do here at the house. Like, we can use the weights. All that different stuff we can do.
But I can't use
the
elliptical.
Huh?
But I can't use an elliptical.
If we get rid of the elliptical.
That's what I'm saying. I won't be able to do the... Anyway.
Well, so here's my thing. Yeah, the gym can be full of people. The gym that I go to, it's not a huge gym. It's not like a huge ass... Gold's Gym or Planet Fitness. It's more of a smaller gym. The most people I've seen that were in the gym when I've went has been about 7 people at the most times that I go.
Right.
Now if you go right after school, you'll run into some kids from high school that may be there and stuff like that. But it's not that bad. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Hell, I didn't want to go. Hell, when I go do the weights and stuff like that, when I do the barbells and I go to my chest and I go over my head, yeah, my shirt comes up a little bit and my damn belly hangs out a little bit. But you know what? Dude over here not looking at me. Chick over here ain't looking at me.
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm not worried about it anymore.
Right.
Because right now, it's about when I go in, it's for me, my family, my friends.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking exactly. about when I'm going. I'm not thinking about, you know, screw dude sitting over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one thing. It's like, I don't care what other people are doing at the gym. I just care what I just get in, I get out, do my thing.
Yeah. I mean, because and Kathy is right. She said it's intimidating. Yeah, it's intimidating. Because it was intimidating for me. Because it's like, okay, what do I do? You know? And that's when Diane, you know, when I was talking to Diane, I was like, the most intimidating thing about the gym is I don't know what to do when I come in. You know, I go up to this machine. I'm kind of like, you know, do I use the machine or do I just go off my default and use the elliptical or use the treadmill?
Well, what I did for that, I would do research before I go.
Well, I don't, you know, I'd rather have person contact.
Oh yeah, I know.
And that's why Diane is there. You know,
right.
You know, she helps out with that. And it's kind of like, can you help me? And she did. That's why I met with her that Saturday. She was like, boom, 25 reps on this, 25 reps on this. And then you're going to do these 3.
Right.
And then you're going to do the steps up on the stool. You're going to do 25 of those. And then you're going to do the elliptical.
Right.
And then we're going to switch it around. So, I mean, that's what I like.
Right.
You know, because it's so easy to, because your body gets used, from what I understand, your body gets used to a certain workout. And all of a sudden, you get into this plane where it's kind of like your body's just used to it. And you have to shake it up. It's kind of like I don't mean to sound gross here. You know, people's like, well, if you want to change up, if you always use your right hand, try to use your left hand and you get a different sensation.
Do people actually say that?
Was it like ghost hand or something?
I can't roll. No, ghost hand is something else.
Oh, it is.
You don't know what ghost hand is?
I thought that's what ghost hand was.
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah, sure.
Your hand goes to sleep.
Oh.
Because then you can't feel it, so it's like it's you can't tell it's your hand. Because your hand is asleep.
That's crazy.
So it's a ghost hand.
Okay.
I can't believe it. How come I have to tell you about these things?
Because
I shouldn't be the one to tell you.
Because I'm an amateur. Okay. That's all. So yeah. so I am down 65.4 4 pounds is what I'm down.
Right.
So I am no longer a member of the 400 club. They kicked me out.
Yay! And you should never go back.
I haven't been a member of the 400 club for a week now.
You should never go back.
They were like, "You got to go, Jay." They're like, "Bye. Your membership is up. You don't want to eat no more, no pizza." But speaking of pizza,
yep. So with Jay's surgery and what he can and cannot eat, it has turned my cooking regimen on its head. Like, yep. I can't make a lot of what I used to make. I can't make it how I used to make it. So I've been researching a lot of recipes. That's why I like the group Rock's Kitchen. People yep. post recipes and it gives me ideas. So. Yeah. One of the most popular items that people make that I've seen is either zucchini noodles, which we've had, which are good.
Yep.
And cauliflower crust pizza. When I first heard of this a while ago, I was like, ew. But, cauliflower is okay. It tastes almost like broccoli. It's weird. After I researched it, because I'm a big researcher, I found the one I have been through probably 20 cauliflower pizza crust recipes online to find one that I liked. Right. See, that's what I do. I'm just a weirdo.
No, so I'm glad. I'm thankful that you are.
So I found not a weirdo, one, and I decided you. I decided to make Jason pizza because that was one of the things that he can't have anymore, and he's a big fan of. So, bought some cauliflower, put it in a food processor, cooked it, wrung the water out, add some Parmesan, mozzarella, seasonings, baked it, and I baked it yesterday because I don't have time to do everything all at once.
Right.
But I think it worked out okay.
Yeah, oh, it worked out great.
And so then we came home, made pizza. I made a Hawaiian pizza. It's my favorite pizza. It was turkey, pepperoni, and pineapple, mozzarella, and tomato sauce. And Jay made a half and half pizza, a meat lover's pizza, and a barbecue chicken pizza.
Right, right.
They turned out really good. I have some ideas to make it better. But they turned out really well, and you don't even miss the crust.
No, you don't.
The bread crust. And, like, no, if you really sit and think about it while you're chewing it, no, it doesn't taste like bread.
Right.
But it doesn't need to taste like bread. It's delicious where it is, and it holds the toppings.
Yeah.
So I was pleasantly surprised.
It was great.
And
I mean,
do you like the size of the crust?
Yes.
Were they good? Okay, good.
Yes, the size of the crust was perfect.
Good.
Even though I didn't eat my whole one.
You did not.
I ate 2/3 of it. But I know I'm going to have to back down to probably like a half. You know.
Yeah, soon. You just cut the crust in half.
And then it may get to a point where I may just end up being a quarter. I don't know what's going to happen.
Or I can make a smaller pizza.
No, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's great. I
can make 2, you know, 5-inch pizzas.
Because that's one thing I was thinking about. Because I was thinking about my breakfast this morning. Mm-hmm. Right now, my breakfasts are just a tad too big, and I'm gonna have to back them down a little bit, you know, and that's just one of the things that I know I'm gonna have to do. And then also, just to let everyone know, my band hasn't been filled yet, so I don't have any saline in my band, so it's just kind of wrapped around my stomach. And Renee reminded me, was like, she was kind of encouraging me, and she was telling me, you know, that 65 pounds that you've lost, you lost without any band stuff. You know?
Like there's some people who don't lose before surgery.
Right.
And then after surgery, they get this big old drop. Well, you've already had your big old drop.
Yeah.
You did your big old drop before you even got the band. So
my heaviest that I was, it was about in October, I think. And that's when I was like 465.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of when I was kind of like, I got to slow down.
Right.
And that's kind of when we were going to, we did the seminar where we was kind of thinking about it. And I was kind of like, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I don't want to fill out the paperwork. You know, I don't know about this whole surgery thing. Because it's a little bit depressing for me. Because I was like, oh my God, this is where I brought myself. You know?
Right.
And so, but I started reducing my calories then.
Right.
And, you know, through Thanksgiving and everything else, I know by the end of the year I had lost about 35 pounds. And so, I mean, it's you know, I'm just happy, you know.
I'm happy, very that, happy with you
that we did that, and you know, I'm glad that you're here with me and that you're, you know, supporting me and everything, because a lot of times there are spouses that don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate that. So
but I didn't finish talking about the food thing.
Oh,
it's okay, you got all excited about the pizza.
But I did find out with the pizza. Well, you asked me about the pizza. You know, you asked the question, I'm gonna start talking. Ugh. So my next quick, will you stop?
Nope.
I'm gonna tell them what you're doing if you don't stop.
No, okay. You probably can see it. I don't even
know. No, they can't. Anyway.
Well, why can't I? Why do I have to stop? I don't tell you to stop things.
So if I sit here playing. Okay. Anyway. Go ahead. I won't look at you anymore. So I'm going to. So with the pizza, the thing with the pizza with me is pizza is a trigger food. You know, right. I figured that out today, because pizza will make me want to eat the whole house, not just the pizza. I will want to eat wings. I will want to eat brownies.
Because that's what you normally have with pizza. You always get wings with pizza.
I know. But
you always get
that. I will eat chips. I will eat. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God. It's just so much, babe. But anyway, go ahead and talk about cooking still.
So, and this week I'm going to try some wonton taco cups.
Oh, yep. That was one of the ones that.
You know what? It was a different recipe I looked up, but I wanted to do the wonton taco cups. I hope I have all the ingredients for it. If not, I have to cook it. And I'm going to make healthy orange chicken and cauliflower fried rice.
Yep.
So I'm super excited about that. And so I'll tell you how it goes.
Oh, there's this one recipe too, that the RK, the crack slaw that I've been making.
Yes.
So taking broccoli slaw. Because it doesn't have the cabbage, broccoli. It's broccoli. And I used that, and I put in some sesame oil, soy sauce, and all this other stuff. Basically, I'm making like lo mein, pretty mm-hmm. much is what I'm making. So you saute in the pan with all those flavors. And then I found that if you let it sit overnight, it tastes so much better. So
like regular Chinese food
like
does.
Regular Chinese food. And I would say it's no MSG. It is great. You can put chicken in it. You can put ground turkey.
Shrimp.
You can put shrimp in it. I had crab in it one time. So, Udella, thankfully, she had typed it up and she posted it in the Frog Pants Loser group for me. So, I really appreciate that. But yeah, so I made that crack slaw so much that I know how to do it without any recipe now.
Oh, look at you.
So all right. Well, cool.
Yep. So that's our update we have going on. The Lose It group's still going on. Facebook.com/groups/frogpantslose it.
Oh man, Mr. Feisty. Valentine's. Oh man,
I need to check emails. Frack it, we're gonna move on. So we'll check it for next week.
It's the end of the show.
It is and the end of the show means birthdays. And odds and ends.
Let me say this.
Yes,
I want to say a happy anniversary to JK's parents.
Happy anniversary, JK's parents.
That's why he wasn't here last.
I'm glad you remembered.
That's why he wasn't here last week. He was out celebrating that lovely, lovely, lovely marriage that brought him about. There was no ghost hands involved in that.
I can't believe you brought ghost hands back. You didn't need to bring it back around.
No, JK brought it back when
but
I was telling
him. You didn't need help bring it back around.
JK's an enabler. JK's an enabler. So I'm putting that on JK.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Also, a happy anniversary to my Aunt Karen and Uncle Larry. They've been married for 25 years.
Woo!
I was hoping that I could get there, but I had an upgrade to do.
Yeah.
So
that would have been cool.
That would have been cool. It would have been cool to a quick trip to Monterey, you know. My grandma already asking people to send pictures of me so she can make sure I'm getting skinny. But here's the thing. I don't know how I don't know how she's gonna react when I can't eat some of the food she fixed. You know.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
Maybe she'll understand.
Also, congratulations to
Michelle and Jason. She got proposed to in a classic romantic way. It was at Disney World, and it was adorable. And what are you doing?
I'm doing Deadpool.
There you go. Get it right.
Thanks, babe.
You're welcome. So happy impending marriage coming up to them.
Birthdays. Friday.
We have Kelly McCurdy. Woo.
On Saturday.
Paul Grammer. Jenny's dad.
I know. And on Saturday also is Justin Robert Young.
Yay.
On March 6th. Dwayne Wilde.
Mm-hmm.
Woo woo. On the night we have Mr. Ryan Murphy.
Happy birthday, SJ, my opposite spectrum of the peanut butter pal. Her birthday is March the 12th.
She wouldn't want to be in Castle Sensible tomorrow.
No, she wouldn't.
Jennifer Mayu's birthday is also on the 12th.
Yep, and someone who went to my high school, he played in the NFL. Chris Demery, March the 12th.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
NBA guy.
No, NFL guy.
Hope you know.
He actually rode my bus. He was one of the crew in the back of the bus.
Does he remember you?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. He's my friend on Facebook, so maybe.
Take that. Who's he play for?
Huh?
Who's he play for?
I don't remember who he played for.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry. You don't play for a memorable team. Anyway.
If you look him up, it pops up. I don't remember.
Send us an email. Let us know who you play for. Over at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. Also, Chris, our podcast Twitter feed is Valentinecast. You know, if you want to follow us on Twitter, give us a shout out.
San Diego Chargers.
And Renee, send the San Diego Chargers over to our Facebook at facebook.com/valentinecast. Where can Chris and the San Diego Chargers see our YouTube? God.
Videos of this and past episodes can be seen on YouTube at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Thank you to the folks at Pretty Lights Music for letting me use their music for the intro and outro and the Andrew Allen Trio. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
Bye.
See you next time.
Boops.
What? You don't want to hear
that? This is Alpha Geek Radio.
Not especially.